Yeah, we have been thinking about poetry and economists all week long. We talked yesterday with Jess Walser about his novel, The Financial Lives of Poets, and our listeners have been sending in their economic haikus all week. But let's say you're not interested in talking about money via the high-minded, elegant haiku. Maybe you want something a little more, you know, earthy.
Creative.
The New American Dream by Dr. Goose. The Smiths of 212 Willow Lane thought their mortgage a terrible strain. They defaulted and then moved next door to 210, where they rent and are solvent again.
Dr. Goose is the pseudonym of our guest, David Lefkowitz. He joins us. He listens on WNYC in New York. Good morning.
Good morning.
So why you've been doing limericks independently. You have a blog called limerickseconn.com. But why limericks?
You know, I've always loved the limerick form, and I have to admit, before I started doing these back in October of last year, I had a preference for the rollicking, ribald style of limericks, and then decided, given everyone's interest in the economy, that it would be fun to take it in a new direction.
I don't know if you've read the book by Jess Walter, The Financial Lives of Poets, but in that, the main character quits his job to start a whole financial poetry business, and he loses everything. Does that make you a little worried?
Well, it did give me pause for a moment because I haven't quit my job, and I did check with my boss before going on the air, so I know I've still got one. So right now, this is still a sideline and a hobby.
You're a banker by day, right?
That's right.
Do any of your clients ever come in and say, hey, I read your limerick?
A few of them do, but I try to separate church and state up to this point.
What's their net worth, these people who read your limericks? Do you know?
Well, it varies all over the map, and some of the folks who read my limericks are actual full-time financial reporters themselves, but I haven't been so indelicate as to inquire as to their net worth.
And any themes coming up we should be aware of? What's your next limerick?
Any themes coming up? Well, I haven't written any limericks about Elizabeth Warren yet, but a favorite theme of mine is, public policy and the economy as a whole.
Yeah, you know, I can imagine Coleridge writing a nice...
There once was a woman named Elizabeth.
David Lefkowitz is a listener on WNYC New York. He writes limericks at his blog, limerickseconn.com. And you can send us your poetry as well. Keep them coming at 877-8-MY-TAKE or at thetakeaway.org.